Native American poet and visual artist Kim Shuck became fascinated with ancient cultures of the Fertile Crescent on the east coast of the Mediterranean while at San Francisco State University. Then she had a chance to attend a poetry conference in Jordan and has since written poems that are love letters to the region, including this one that she read for us at the 2016 Association of Writers and Writing Programs Conference in LA. It's called Water to Water.
I've splashed my feet in the Jordan River and been answered by a fish who also splashed there. They're digging up there, up the road, digging ancient things, buildings this time. We're taken from water to water, this river, the Dead Sea, the hospitality of tea. We are taken to the old rooms and fresh mint tea. I stare at the embroidery for too long, shapes familiar, shapes my fingers have made, fall in love with rose water and honey. We are slow together, we remember things, but it's all tied together with knots of water, with heart water.
California Cherokee artist Kim Shuck, one of several poets, including 2018 American Book Award winner Bojan Lewis, along with Leanne Howe, Ahimsa Timoteo Barone, and Allison Hedgecoke, all recorded at that AWP conference by New Letters Magazine editor Robert Stewart. Most of the poems you'll hear today appear in the anthology, The World is One Place, Native American Poets Visit the Middle East. I also talked to the editors Diane Glancy and Linda Rodriguez, along with Bookmark Press editor Ben Furnish, about the impetus for this collection at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. I'm Angela Elam for New Letters on the Air. Poet, novelist, playwright, and essayist Diane Glancy first traveled to Syria and Jordan in 1994 when she was chosen for a cultural understanding visit by the United States Information Agency. She was struck then with the similarities between our Native American cultures and life there, resulting in a cycle of poems. After the 2011 Syrian civil war broke out, Bookmark Press editor Ben Furnish recalled some of these poems to his wife, the poet, novelist, and editor Linda Rodriguez. She reminded him then of other Native American poets who had traveled to the Middle East, including Joy Harjo, who drew criticism after her 2012 visit to Israel. Now, with help from a National Endowment for the Arts grant, Diane Glancy, Linda Rodriguez, and Ben Furnish have created the anthology The World is One Place, Native American Poets Visit the Middle East. So we got together in the KCUR studio to discuss the similarities they've discovered. Here's Diane Glancy first.
They are a people of the land, a people of history, a people of custom, of tradition, of myth. They share a spiritual importance. They share values, I think, and especially now with the protest in North Dakota, it's even more similar than it was at the time.
And we should say that this book was accumulated before the protest began, because I think it might have shown up in this book.
Oh, yes. Well, and another thing is that we have similar backgrounds of being displaced within our own land by Western oppressors, pardon my language, I guess, backgrounds of having our traditional ways of governing ourselves replaced with an artificial government chosen and controlled by these conquering peoples. We and they have had the boundaries of our lands shrunk and changed. We have been moved from one place to another. We have had everything taken from us because they wanted the resources within our land. So there's a great deal of similarity in our histories as well.
So, Ben, was this part of it too, of wanting to put this anthology together?
As a man with Jewish inclinations who's married a Cherokee woman, I would see the parallels there as being really surprisingly striking. And also the notion of the tribe, the important role that that can play in one's cultural identity.
And we didn't know what we would get. At one point, we were all sitting around having dinner, and we were joking about the fact that we might get a whole book that was just screeds of anger about the way the Middle East has been treated, you know, these political rants. And we were so happily surprised by the fact that all of our contributors, there are political subtexts, I think, within most of the poetry in this book, but they're all part of the subtext. The poems themselves concern themselves with the spirit of the land and the spirit of the people and the individual humanity. And this is one of the things that just struck me about this. I felt so fortunate. It's this beautiful, beautiful book.
Yeah. We didn't have to reject any for being inappropriate. I was very happy with them all, as Ben was. When the poems started coming in, I think we knew then that it was going to be an important anthology.
Well, it's really wonderful because we have several recordings of some of these poems from the Association of Writers and Writing Programs. What's called AWP, and the conference is held annually. And at the 2016 conference, New Letters magazine editor Robert Stewart went and recorded some of the writers that we'll be hearing from today.
I'm Angela Elam with Cherokee editors Diane Glancy and Linda Rodriguez and Bookmark Press editor Ben Furnish talking about the anthology The World is One Place. We'll hear one of Diane's poems from the book towards the end of this program, but first, here's Navajo writer Bojan Lewis. He's the poetry and production editor for Red Ink, an international journal of indigenous literature, arts, and humanities, and a 2018 American Book Award winner for his poetry collection, Currents, also published by Bookmark Press. He'll discuss that book in an upcoming New Letters on the Air, but now we'll hear how writing about the band System of a Down, whose members descended from Armenia, led him to research the Armenian genocide and Turkey's denial of its existence, weaving it into this multicultural account of his journey.
This is a poem I composed after traveling through Istanbul, Turkey, and the Cappadocia region some years ago. To Sugar a Dream, I'm told, sounds close to the original tongue. No question, says the owner of a spot called Jimmy's. Any other Turk will know you mean to Sugar a Dream. I tell him a hehet as he rolls up a rug depicting Noah's flood, hands it over, says, impossible for me. Every town I visit beyond the city, I'm tempted to ask, what's with Armenia? Everyone's forgotten, yeah? Direct your arm east and encounter its breaking. Silence after the reset fracture, sedatives caress. Recall loggers in a Philly dive around 4 a.m. where a woman relayed the above. An uncle's twig-bent limb cracked out a hurried cast. Never direct your murderer's glaze back to any origin where land ruled bone, towns or settlements turned scab. Instead, help snip the thread of sewn shut lips and scream inside until the hum of it weakens, organs, dulls brain. Listen to music you don't like. Stare at televisions bolted to the ceiling. Don't forget to say thank you, always.
Bojan Lewis reading To Sugar a Dream from the book The World is One Place for New Letters on the Air. Our next contributor is Leanne Howe, a member of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma and the Eidson Distinguished Professor in the Department of English at the University of Georgia in Athens. This poet, playwright, scholar, and fiction writer has won numerous awards, including the Before Columbus Foundation's American Book Award for her 2002 novel, Shell Shaker. In 2015, she was awarded the Modern Language Association's first prize for studies in Native American literatures, cultures, and language for her memoir, Choctalking on Other Realities. In her work notes in the anthology, The World is One Place, she recounts her life in Jordan, where she lived as a Fulbright scholar.
This is called What Images Live On. A March rainstorm is the image I carry of my life in Jordan. I'm shopping at the corner market one block from my apartment in Amman. It's 2011 and hasn't rained for nearly a year. Then suddenly the clouds open and sheets of raindrops the size of silver dollars fall on the dusty streets. Mr. Farhan, the greengrocer, is the first to dart outside, followed by his customers, their families, even a truck driver delivering oranges. Like giggling children, we hold our hands up to the rain. Others chant Alhamdulillah and weep openly. So do I. The downpour continues for almost an hour. Later, dripping wet, we return inside the shop for zucchini, potatoes, and onions. The cash register remains open just as Mr. Farhan left it. Jordanian dinars and coins are tossed across the top of the drawer in haste. No one cares about money when you can drink the rain. I've lived in Jordan off and on for the past 23 years. Early in 1992, I took my first trip to Jordan and Israel, and the experience marked me in ways I'm still ferreting out, through the major floods I've lived through in southern Jordan in 1993 to the ongoing drought in 2011. I was a Fulbright scholar at the University of Jordan, 2010-2011. One memory that stands out concerns a class I was teaching on American Indian literatures and climate change. I was explaining that in the 1830s, southeastern tribes were being removed by the thousands to Indian territory, and that they too were experiencing climate changes. In my lecture, I was soft-pedaling today's climate change when a graduate student auditing the course finally raised his hand. "Professor," he said, "we know about global warming. Look around. We live in the desert, and our country is full of refugees. Thousands of Syrians are crossing our borders daily to escape being killed. There is no water in Jordan. Unless we manage rainfall, we will all die." The student was from a tribe of Beni Hassan, one of the larger tribes in Jordan. He was well-spoken and polite, but very troubled. Many Beni Hassan clans still depend on grasslands for sheep herding. The drought had wiped out much of the open grasslands, and the sheep were dying. The price of a single sheep had risen and doubled in 2011. I have hundreds of images of Jordan that I carry, memories I can say without hesitancy that in some ways, when I return to Jordan, I always feel at home, although it isn't home. Perhaps the reason is because Jordan is a nation of tribes and immigrants. In that respect, Jordan is much like Oklahoma, my homeland.
What Images Live On by Leanne Howe. Here's her poem, Joyride, Midnight of the Cooling Winds, Amman, 2010, for New Letters on the Air.
Above the elongated Milky Way, stars like shingles deck the horizon. Good weather, 87 degrees. Driving through the streets of Amman at midnight, winds cool my face, sunburned by the desert sky. I stop and traipse in and out of small shops, open until dawn, one on every block. A guy selling water and nuts, another juices and cola, still another has dates from Iraq and baklava, a Lebanese delicacy of honey, pistachios, the thinnest of phyllo dough. Small pharmacies dot the neighborhood hills, easy walking distances for sit and jiddo. Shops are attached to the houses and remind me of the streets in West Ada, Oklahoma. As a kid, I would walk with Granny to the local shops, searching for vegetables that she could not grow in her garden. What did we trade for? I don't recall now. But tonight, I find Queen Noor Street and King Talal Street and Trader Vic's, the bar in the Regency Hotel. Trader Vic's does not sell vegetables at midnight, not ever. What am I looking for? Joy riding home, I see my grandparents standing under a lamppost on Al Wifhock Street. What are they doing out so late? Both long dead, then suddenly alive on Harmony Street in Amman. And I know I don't understand the pull of Balad Asham, but my life here, yes, that it plays out in two places at once, that the climate marks me with small details of the weather 5 years ago, Yes.
Leanne Howe, reading a couple of her pieces collected in the anthology The World is One Place, Native American Poets Visit the Middle East. Next, we'll hear from Ahimsa DeMatteo Barone, who was born in the South Bronx to what he describes as a multi-generational mixed-blood familia. Along with his Seneca and Mohawk heritage, he also recognizes Puerto Rican, Irish, German, and Moroccan Jewish roots. His literary honors include an Editor's Choice Award from Bamboo Ridge, winner of the In Our Own Right Poetry Contest from the New York Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center, and a scholarship from the Lambda Literary Society. Here is Ahimsa DeMatteo Barone.
Archipelago, or what I think when I say Bronx. Old growth forest, what I think when I say Bronx. Running in the hills, a park, courted land, where we flee. Blood in the water, will be given a varsity letter for this, perhaps a jacket. The winters that grew colder, I can tell you the places where we were not cut down. I will not. Mother always brought me to trees, water. How did she remember this here, this never forgetting? With machete in hand, immune to ivy, she burns what she has harvested by hand. I reach out my hand to feel cedar, I share. An Iranian laughs at this, an Arab laughs at me when I say there are Indians here more than anywhere. How many of my people laugh at my people? Most likely ancestors of mine killed ancestors of mine. Kill, still, the blood. It goes always, always. Military dependence, no conflict in the blood. Photo ID to prove it. Bases exchange, lines proceeding, back and forth, across the water, land, mine, how we leave the place of forest, trees still remember. Mother heads north, takes me with her. The women travel home, the men they die in wars, here and over there, there wherever presidents, congresses decided to be, here whenever we are determined the enemy, mine. Machines and legs splayed open, the women, children die too, ill from labor. It was not for lack of medicine, one of four, the hypocritical in the oath, not covered in olives. If I extend this tree to you, is it recognizable? There's more than one occupation, hallowed, hollowed out ground. Perhaps grave markers, perhaps no markings on this map, no gate before the cemetery, still we visit, tobacco on the ground as evidence. But you wouldn't recognize that, would you? Stream heading south, fleckled with leaves, limbs broken, bow, before bow stretched, bow before breaking. Target, cradle this ship docked in our port. Weak of fleets, we extend, endless hospitality, the expectation. She laughs at my hand holding branch, her home I never return to, her child I never see. That branch I do not hold. Endless uniforms on our shores, service of the squadron, martial the marital laws. What they refuse to give, we refuse to give others. Balm, tonic, some remedy or serum, salve, elixir, only liquid or paste does the doctor recognize. Physic, physician, there are other laws of science. Walking right past the sage, fields of grass, sweet, weavable. So much of our medicine is fire, braided bodies, assemble your troops. You withhold medicine, doctor, from your patients, medics sent into the field, how they care not for our sick, not the fields either, lead leaching into soil, core allegiance. There are places where things still grow. Yes, in this place with bricks filled with millions, battalions, could show you, could take you across troubled land, troubled water, show you a respite we were not shown, offer cool water from the ones still fevered, how to reconcile with you on this land you are paid to be, the one my people are forced to leave, endless greeting to your rival as we depart this earth, this small place we gather against. Would I take you into the woods, show stone, show the places we gather, the place of calm waters, no ships, the places our songs come from, the place inside, inside, beside the brambles, bricks, past the stickers and thorns, porn parlors, the place my mother hacked to, the place I am still going, this never forgetting, who laid the path, walks with, Sometimes we stop sharing gifts, surfacing stories locked deep within, not because they are horrid, but because they are beautiful, and we do not wish them to become horrible. In your eyes, perhaps some recognition, cognition, perhaps a spark, grasp. Regardless of your touch, I still reach out to trees. Stop whenever I see cedar, immigrants, kin, invasive species, notwithstanding.
Ahimsa to Mateo Barone, reading Archipelago, or What I Think When I Say Bronx. Next is a previous American Book Award winner, Allison Hedgecoke, who was chosen as the Library of Congress Witter Benner Fellow in 2016 by then U.S. Poet Laureate Juan Felipe Herrera. Other recent honors include the Native Writers Circle of the Americas Lifetime Achievement and the Penn Southwest Book Awards, along with Word Crafter of the Year Award, all in 2015. Now distinguished professor at the University of California, Riverside, we'll hear her work that takes us back to where we started today, in Jordan, where she was traveling with her son, Travis Hedgecoke, another writer featured in this anthology, The World is One Place.
Was morning call for Ibrahim and Leanne. It was morning call, streaming some emic encoding, ceremonial invitation, invocation mood, altering song, stilling wanderlust, premise into meditative contemplation, into internalized presence, familiar. After the first dawn, we awaited every other, from hotel rooftops or friends' balconies, juxtaposed there against sky and sound and shared sense, no matter the difference, there is none in that place. If you are in, we came to it. My son and I scanned the edges of courtyards, alleyways, between building spaces for cats looking like something we haven't seen in cats before. Specifically, nature to Ammon or anywhere else cityscaped we happened to move toward. It was figs, olives generously led into our armholds by Basma, smiling, or any number of wonderful, soulful women who were so happy to meet us, thrilled we attempted language, fond with memories of attending schools in North America back not long ago. It was whistles for children, clicks for calls, weddings every night in the lobby and ballroom, music, 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 and song. It was Sufi chanting away angers and misunderstandings when other people from our countries grieved them with inconsiderate proselytizings, demands, or senseless banter. It was feeling funny when called a savage and responding, "That's what they try to tell us about you too." Shared laughter echoing back, "Oh, Indy Ahmed, art stunning, our apartment walls around Ibrahim Nasrallah and more Writers Union poets." Wine, Palestinian, open just for us, after being bottled for so many decades, discussion ensued to recall the variables. It was hummus for pennies, oil so soft, the scent of it fragrant, endearing. It was kawe for free and chai for almost nothing, bits of fruit and dessert given as samples simply to celebrate someone attempting to order in Arabi like me. It was cab rides through Asma for 50 cents when others were charged so ridiculously we all gathered round to laugh at the foolishness. Camels and Bedouin camped on the road just outside town, Bedouin calling us Bedouin too. The king's crows, hooded, black, white, black, hang around King Abdullah's grave, looking for royal handouts. The tourist tolls, gilt debts, the manners of monarchy. It was morning call streaming some emic encoding, invocation, mood-altering, stilling brought us home, and some shared known, never faltering, despite the bullets streaming, in spite of ourselves, stilling for a song, singing.
Was Morning Call by Allison Hedgecoke from The World is One Place. Now we'll return to my conversation with one of the co-editors of the anthology, Diane Glancy, who reminisces on her 1994 visit to Syria.
You know, when I was there more than once, I heard, "Old Phoenician sailors made it to your continent long ago, and some of the Native Americans are part of us, the Middle Eastern people." And you know, in a way that makes sense because language of the different tribes is so different and some of the basic beliefs. So who knows?
I love that concept anyway. You know, it's interesting because we think of all the turmoil and the political struggles, and I feel like this poem was kind of a love poem. You know, it had a different tenor to it. And I'm not talking about just the man and the woman in the poem, but just
the generosity of the spirit of those people.
Yes.
That he would spend all day preparing that meal, and it was very nice. Monday, March 28th, private dinner hosted by Bohemian Syrian writers and dissidents. I met a beautiful man who cooked chicken and rice, and there was salad and other dishes on the table of his apartment. I hugged him when I left, held my head against his chest too long. We shared a kiss, delicious as the meal, and he, who said no English, said, "Stay with me." I couldn't, of course, you know, regrets the next morning, the responsibility of responsible behavior, the diligent heart of a diligent nation. But I would like to have, and felt brittle as my papers when they dried after I left them on the porch in the morning rain. He still holds me against him as if our ancestors long ago had left one behind when the other started out to reach a new land. Because they love the sea, because they love travel, because they love most of all the nomad of the human heart, or the camel train starting out now toward the stars. Because we're not satisfied, but striving down the ages to hold one another in that separation, that necessary departure, we're still having to leave.
Diane Glancy, reading one of her pieces from the book she edited with Linda Rodriguez called The World is One Place, Native American Poets Visit the Middle East. We'll make one final return to the 2016 AWP conference to hear again from poet and visual artist Kim Shuck, whose beaded artwork is also on the cover of the anthology.
In the southern desert, the white camel is pregnant. We drink sage tea with cinnamon, eat popcorn, and listen to her sing to the sandstone, sing to the cisterns that we are later shown with Nabataean petroglyphs in an almost invisible fold of rock. We eat popcorn and lean on saddles. We listen to the pregnant white camel and stories of T.E. Lawrence. The pink sand gets everywhere. Sala says it's like sugar, and that sugar is life. The sparrows have pink bellies, desert pink, and the swallow's kite. There are feet carved into the rock near the water. There are feet there, and the water works its way through sandstone. And here in the dry, I can smell the sweet water.
Kim Shuck, who was named Poet Laureate of San Francisco in 2017. To learn more about the Bookmark Press anthology, The World is One Place, Native American Poets Visit the Middle East, go to our website, newletters.org, where you can hear more about the assembly of this book with the editors Diane Glancy, Linda Rodriguez, and Ben Furnish, along with more poetry. You can also stream other authors or sign up for our free weekly podcast under Ways to Listen. We're also on iTunes and Stitcher, and you can follow us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter at New Letters Radio. New Letters on the Air is a production of New Letters Magazine at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, with partial financial support from the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. A special thanks to our editor, Robert Stewart, who recorded today's poets at the 2016 AWP Conference in Los Angeles. This project is also supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov. Thanks to Jamie Walsh, Danny Moran, and Cassie Vaughn for production help, and you for listening to New Letters on the Air. I'm Angela Elon.